Here on today's Lely Radio Sports page with longtime multi-sport official and a signer for Central Iowa and South Central Iowa, John Parsons, to talk about his experience, what it takes to become an official, the official shortage in the state of Iowa, and how you can get involved yourself.
All right, John, let's just start with, you know, you're a longtime official, but you're also an assigner in the state of Iowa. You want to just kind of talk a little bit about your officiating experience and kind of what your role is now?
Yes, I've been an official for about the last close to 20 years, and I've also picked up the assigning part of it about 5 years into it in a very small time. Just had a few schools that wanted me to assign their lower-level football games, and then as it just kind of grew and, you know, over time, and now I've got like over 100 football officials who work for me. I assign for over 20 schools. They even have assigned varsity for one of the football schools, and it's just spread on upward to basketball, baseball, softball as well. So I'd say all in all, I've got about 35 schools I do various levels for assigning, and I've got about 10 different organizations I do basketball and softball for, football, youth leagues, that kind of stuff outside of schools. And yeah, it's and I'm certified for 5 sports. I do football, basketball, baseball, softball, and track.
And John, you know, it's no secret that officials are certainly needed in the state, and not just in the state, but all over the country. And me being official, myself, you know, it's something you never have a lack of work on, because there's always, you know, there's always stuff that needs to be picked up, always games. Can you just kind of talk about, you know, the need for officials that we have right now?
Yes, we do have quite a bit of need for, we have, I think our numbers are fairly good, but in comparison to the amount of games that are being offered, especially basketball, there's all these different leagues and tournaments and school ball, different levels. Like, you know, some of the metro schools even have like, you know, 10th, 9th, 10th, JV and varsity boys at like 4 different levels of high school. It's, and having the Mega Knights and everything, we just don't have enough officials still. It's just like we're getting close, but we just still need to have more, and the retention level just needs to be better too. But there's so many opportunities out there. We just need to get, I think it's on the upward swing. We just need to get more and more in there, and then just have get good experiences, get them in the right mentors, get them on the right levels to start with, and then it'll keep growing. And I think we'll get at a point where we can, we're at an adequate number.
Is there a little bit of a difference for you in sports in terms of maybe say basketball compared with baseball? Because it seems like basketball spread out a little bit over several months, but it seems like the baseball season is, you know, almost just crammed into that 6-week time frame.
Yeah, I believe that's true. Basketball, you know, there is some breaks over time there too. You got the Thanksgiving break and the Christmas break that kind of breaks up a little bit of the season there for the officials. And then baseball, you're trying to cram in a bunch of games in 6 weeks. And I know that there's a lot of people that can cram in games and like get a lot of games in about a 6-week period. So yeah, but at least basketball is a little bit more spread out, I think, in my opinion.
You know, and if somebody may be listening to this and they've been interested in officiating before, they could be somebody very young, they could be somebody who's, you know, on the verge of retirement. I mean, what steps do they need to take to kind of get the ball rolling on that?
First, they just need, if they're going to do school ball, they need to get certified. So it doesn't take very much. You just get registered with the boys and the girls associations, and take an online test, view a rules meeting. Everything can be done from the comforts of their home. I do suggest, though, they get out, and something that I didn't take the proper steps on when I first started was getting out and actually just go and watching a game. Just go watch a game and focus on what the officials are doing. You want to watch what the players are doing too, but you also want to focus in on what the officials are doing and why they're doing what they're doing. Maybe take a person with you to a game that's experienced and ask and be able to ask them questions like, why did they go there? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? And that's just something that can be so valuable to somebody when they start. Or getting out to a clinic too is always a plus. They can get to a clinic and get in a situation where getting a place where they can make mistakes and it's okay.
Yeah, and you kind of have developed your own Parsons project where it's you're trying to get more officials out there. Can you just kind of talk about how you decided to start that and some successes that you've had?
Yes, actually, it started off, like I said, I had a few football schools where I was getting more requests for football than I could handle, so I was just kind of farming it out to other people, and then a few years later, I was getting more and more and getting into other sports as well, and my friend, who was a basketball assigner, but I'm Joel Oswald, known very well around the state, actually came up with that nickname for me. He goes, you could call yourself the John Parsons Project. I'm like, yeah, I like that. That's a good that's a good catchy name, and we'll get people involved. And it's just a great, it's been a great program. I've gotten a lot of people. Like this year, I've had like I said, over 100 football officials. It's the most football officials who ever have been assigned games by me. And basically, the John Parsons Project is about mentoring newer officials, but mostly it's done through game assignments. I do get out and do some training here and there, but it's most part I just like to get them going and get them with a good mentor, somebody who's going to be patient with them and be able to have fun with, and somebody's very knowledgeable, and just help them get going, get them on the right track. So then I do that a lot, you know, for basketball, baseball, and softball as well. I have a lot of different people that work for me. I've seen guys move up from level to level. I'm proud to say I've seen guys that have started at the junior high football level, and now they are officiating college football or college basketball. And I've had a couple guys that have said, hey, I remember getting my start with you. So that always makes you feel good that, you know, you've seen somebody be successful at the college level. And I know some guys, and I'm not sure if they actually have made it. I know a couple of guys have even gone to umpire school in Florida for the MLB. So yeah, that's been a great thing.
You know, in some aspects, officials, umpires, whatever it may be, they have to have thick skin in some sort of aspect. You know, some people may, so that can deter people a little bit too from officiating, is that they're scared of getting yelled at. There's, you know, they're scared of getting people upset with them. Kind of, what is your encouragement to kind of put that behind you a little bit?
Well, I do try to remind them and say, hey, you know, the fans may yell stuff, but that's the most that's going to happen. The athletic directors are not going to let them get down on the court and or on the field and do stuff. Just, you know, you just got to try and tune them out and try and trust that the ADs will take care of it. And there's a lot of good ADs out there. If you find out who your on-site administrator is in every game and make sure that, you know, you have a go-to person, get that figured out before the game starts, you should have very little issues. I've seen very little of that in the school ball for sure. So it's just, you just have to trust that it takes some faith and some trust that you're going to have somebody else, that the ADs, like I said, are going to take care of stuff with the fans.
Yeah. And John, kind of before we close here, just, you know, what we know that obviously to make up sports, you need the athletes and you need the coaches and you need different things like that, but you need the officials just as much to make that happen. What's your encouragement for people to you know, maybe take that step of faith and give officiating a try if they haven't already?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we've got to do. I think we need to get into the schools more. The colleges, universities, as well as the high schools, and talk to teams and talk to some of these kids that are playing sports and say, hey, you know, how would you like to stay close to the game you love after you're done? You know, you might want to coach, you might want to play a little bit into college, but great way to stay involved to be with officiating. And you know, and you've been out there playing, you know, you hear the different things that go on there from, you know, you hear things from coaches, you hear what the fans say. So you're already used to that atmosphere, but in a player's perspective, but then you can go in as an official and, you know, you're already used to it to a certain extent, then you can go out there and give it a shot and see how you do.
That has been John Parsons visiting with us on today's Lely Radio Sports page for KNIA KRLS Radio.